Here in the top of the second, and he takes inside, and it's 1-0. Brewers with a 3-1 lead. There's been two home runs in this game. Adames with a three-run shot. Key Brian Hayes with a solo shot. 1-0 to Monasterio is rolled foul into the Pirates dugout. It's 1-1. It is a very light crowd here today at PNC Park, and we are being generous even by saying that. 1-1 pitch. He is down in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. We mentioned it earlier in this series that when the Brewers were here for that June 30th series that carried over into July against the Pirates, and the Pirates were relevant at that point in the NL Central race. 2-1. This is hit high in the air into shallow center. Going out is the second baseman, Peguero. Now he's called off by Jiwon Bae, who makes the catch in shallow center for the first out, and that'll get Tyrone Taylor to the plate. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers radio. Now
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
3-1 Brewers, top of the second, one out, nobody on. And Tyrone Taylor is the batter. And a swing and a miss from Tyrone, and it's 0-1. But in that series, the Pirates had 30,000 in one of those three games. They had 20,000-plus in all three games. 0-1 pitch to Taylor. He is ripped foul down the third baseline, and it's 0-2. And you come here a couple of months later, and it has been sparse at this ballpark. And we've seen a lot of that here in Pittsburgh, to be honest, over the last few years as the Pirates have struggled to be competitive. 0-2 pitch to Taylor, and a swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder with a fastball. First strikeout for Falter since coming on. There's two away. And here's Christian Yelich for the second time today. Well, the roar of the crowd, taste of the first bite of a Usinger brat, the smooth, sweet flavor of a scoop of Cedar Crest ice cream. That's how we enjoy a game in Wisconsin, and in this booth, of course, with Wisconsin Originals. First pitch to Yelich is lined into left field. That's a base hit. Could be extras for Yelich. He turns first. He's headed to second. Here comes the throw, and Yelich slides in there feet first and holds the bag with his left hand for a hustle double to lead, not to lead off, but with two outs here in the top of the second. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. And Yelich with his first hit of this series. He's been on board both times today. And he is there to try to drive in for William Contreras, who also walked and scored on that three-run blast by Adames in the first inning. Yelich gets his lead from second. Falter looks back at him in the pitch. Missed down and away with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Contreras with a couple of walks yesterday, so even though his hitting streak was snapped, he reached base. One-oh pitch, and that is chopped down into the dirt and rolls into the Pirates' third base dugout. 1 ball and 1 strike. On William Contreras. 1-for-7 in this series. Hitting 280 with 15 home runs and 66 driven in. And he has been crushing left-handed pitching all season long. The 1-1 is high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Hitting 339 against lefties coming into this game today. For William Contreras, and a lot of extra base hits in there as well. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got after a curveball down and away. Came up empty, and the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on William. 2 outs. Runner at second. Top of the second. A 3-1 Brewers lead. Bailey Falter looks back at Yelich and the 2-2. And this is lined into the glove of the second baseman, Peguero, right behind the bag at second. And the inning is over. Boy, Contreras hit it well, but Peguero had him played perfectly. Brewers got a two-out double from Yelich. They strand him at second base. We go to the bottom of two, 3-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Dish the Monday blues with Miller High Life Mondays. For select Monday home games, grab $6 Terrace Reserve and $12 Loge Bleacher tickets, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get your $6 seats today at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Mr. Baseball here, injured in an accident, call Hupe and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Over $1 billion collected for their clients. Hupe and Abraham, Hupe.com.
Raise a toast to the Brew Crew at Fan Appreciation Night at the Brewers game Saturday, September 16th, presented by Toyota. Fun includes giveaways like the William Contreras bobblehead, 2024 ticket vouchers, and special surprises. Palacios leads off the bottom of the second inning and takes a little bit high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Joshua Palacios in right field today for Pittsburgh. 1-0. That missed outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Palacios, then Peguero, and then Rivas. Scheduled to hit for Pittsburgh here in the bottom of the second. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead. There's a strike with a fastball on the outside edge, and it's 2-1. Brewers jumped on top early with a 3-run home run from Adames in the first inning. Key Brian Hayes with a solo home run in the bottom of the first as Peralta missed outside of the changeup, and it's 3 balls and a strike here on the left-handed hitting Joshua Palacios. Peralta's 3-1. There's a swing and a miss. Fastball on that outside edge, and it's full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta's had some success living on that outside part of the plate with his fastball against these lefties so far early on. Pops him up. This one into shallow left. Carrying out to Tyrone Taylor. He's there to make the catch. And there's one out now for Leover Peguero. Well, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm, they bring you our saves. Brewers haven't used Devin Williams in this series yet. Could be in play today, depending on what happens moving forward. First pitch to Peguero is in there for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Peralta's 0-1 pitch, and he missed outside that time with a fastball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Freddy Peralta is so much fun to watch pitch. As he brings home the 1-1 to Peguero, missed down and away with a fastball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Of course, the slider has been a big pitch for him since 21. The changeup has really emerged this year in 2023 as a real weapon for him. But I think the thing that I enjoy the most, Josh, about watching Peralta pitch is how he can vary speeds with his fastball. 2-1. Swing and a miss. That was the slider, and it's 2-2. The fastball, don't get lost in the hype about the slider and the changeup. They've become really good pitches for him. 2-2. Oh, it hit him. Ran in and hit him with a fastball. And Piguero still, now I think they're going to say he offered at it.
They called it a foul ball. They said it hit the bat.
And the Pittsburgh dugout not too happy about it. Piguero's in a little bit of pain. Rafael Freitas is out there to check on him right now, the Pittsburgh trainer. And they're going to call that a foul ball. And so now they're taking a look at Piguero. And C.B. Buckner looking in to try to find out if Derek Shelton, who first is going to worry about Piguero here. And there's going to be no challenge from Pittsburgh on this. It must have gotten the very knob of the bat and maybe a piece of his hand at the same time. He was in a lot of pain. So two balls and two strikes. Peralta's pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. And an ortho ASAP strikeout of Piguero. There are two down now for Alfonso Rivas. So after all of that, Peralta comes back and gets the strikeout and sits Piguero right back down. But no, as much as the slider and the changeup get a lot of attention right now, and they should, it is still fastball Freddy. That fastball is still the huge pitch for him. First pitch to Rivas. Missed high with a fastball. It's 1-0. And that's what I think I enjoy the most, Josh, is watching how he can just sometimes overwhelm people with that fastball. 1-0's inside, 2-0. Freddie brings home the 2-0 pitch, and it's rolled foul into the Brewers' dugout right over the head of some of the Brewers' coaches. Look like maybe Pat Murphy and Walker McKinven. Two balls and a strike.
You know what's the sign of a pitcher is in a great groove? You give your team a chance to win every time you get the ball.
2-1 is a strike on the outside edge of the fastball, and it's 2-2.
The Brewers have won his last 7 starts. Now, he doesn't get the win in every one of those, but that means that you're doing your job.
Absolutely. He's been as dominant as any pitcher in baseball over that stretch. 2-2. And rolled foul just past the Brewers' dugout. And it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's the goal for every pitcher. Just have the team that you pitch win the game.
It has been so fun to watch him develop as a pitcher over the course of his career. When he debuted in 2018 to where he is today. 2-2. That's fouled out of play. Third base side. Gave him another curveball that time. It stays at 2-2. And when he first came up, it was all fastball, a couple of curveballs here and there, and that was it. And then, as we told you, in 21, he really got the slider going well and had the big 2021 season. And now that changeup a part of the arsenal also. 2-2 pitch. And he tapped that one foul behind home plate. And Rivas hanging in there against Peralta right now. Stays even at 2 apiece. 2 outs and nobody on here. Bottom of the second. A 3-1 Brewers lead. Peralta's 2-2 pitch. And he missed a little bit low with a fastball. And the count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freddie looking in. And the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Reaching out. And ranging to his left is Terang. He spins and throws from shallow right to throw out Rivas. A nifty play by the Brewers' rookie second baseman. Amazing play by Terang. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Freddie Peralta in the bottom of the second. 3-1 Brewers as we go to the third on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers with a 3-1 lead as we head to the third. Here's Josh Maurer.
All right, thank you, Lane. It's Carlos Santana to lead off. Lefty Bailey Falter misses up and in with a slider, ball one. Middle of the order here, trying to add on to this two-run lead. Santana, Frelick, and Adames. Falter winds the 1-0. Chopped off the front foot. Hops up into the air. Santana didn't seem too bothered by it. One ball, one strike. Pirates used an opener for an inning. That was the right-hander Colin Selby. He gave up the three runs in the first. And now the second inning for the bulk guy, Bailey Falter. Bulk guy is essentially the starter that follows an opener. 1-1, ground ball back through the middle. Out line drive back through the middle. Caught on a dive by Alika Williams, the shortstop. That ball looked like it was ticketed for center field when Santana hit it. And then Alika Williams, making the dive to his left, took it away from him. We're seeing some really good defense on the infield here. One out for Falter, and that brings up Sal Frelick. Lefty on lefty, the pitch. Chopped softly, foul. The play that Bryce Terang made to end the bottom of the second inning was exceptional by anybody's standards. And Bryce did it without having to dive. When Rivas hit a ground ball very hard, it appeared ticketed for right field, and Terang going to his left got it on his feet. I'm not sure how he did. Frelick struck out back in the first. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball caught the outside corner from Falter for a strike. It's 0-2. Bailey Falter, the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to second, hugs the ground, and it's fielded by Leover Piguero, about a step to his left. Sets his feet and throws out Sal, and it's two out. I'll bring up the man who's got the big swing thus far today, Willie Adames. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Judy Winstra from Kenosha. Judy wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. You got one out left to work with, Judy. And Adames fouls one off his front foot. Boy, same thing that Carlos Santana just did. Willie goes down onto his rear end in the box. That one hurt him. 0-1, he'll get some time to hobble that one off as he gets back up to his feet. If you'd like to be a contestant for one of the final Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest, you can visit WTMJ.com. Fewer than 4 weeks left in the regular season now. 0-1 on Willie, the pitch. Chopped into the dirt, foul. That one hops back behind the catcher, and it's 0-2. Look like the opener, Selby, might get a scoreless first inning despite two walks, but Willie made sure that didn't happen when he hit a three-run blast into the seats in left. 0-2 pitch is dribbled up the third baseline. It's got some side spin on it, and it trickles foul. Key Brian Hayes picks it up on the foul side of that chalk, and the count remains 0-2. the big swing for Willie early that staked Freddy Peralta to a three-run lead before he threw a pitch. And Adames had been one for his previous 23. Back in the box here. Rubber match of a three-game set. Brewers trying to win the series from the Pirates. Final game against the Buccos this season. Brewers are 8-4 against Pittsburgh in 2023. And in 2.5 games ahead of the Cubs for first in the division entering play. Now the 0-2 again. Adames took up and away on a fastball. Cubs will get underway in about an hour at Wrigley. They're against the Giants. 1-2 pitch is down low on a slider. It's 2-2. 3-1 Brewers leading here. The Cubs have taken the first two games from San Fran. And the division race is heating up. Here it comes, 2-2. Adames took very high. And from 0-2, Willie has worked the full count from Bailey Falter. Two out and the base is empty. Falter has retired four of the first five he's faced. Here's a pop-up. Heading towards the seats first base side. Rivas giving it a look, reaching over towards the dugout railing. He had room, and Alfonso made the catch. Inning over as Adames fouls out. That's the Milwaukee dugout, so Alfonso Rivas wasn't going to get any help over there. It actually was not even really a tough play. He was by the railing. He didn't have to put the glove into the Brewers dugout to grab it. And so Falter with two scoreless innings to begin the outing. We go to the bottom of the third. It remains 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
98 Q Country.
Brewers 3, Pirates 1. Alika Williams, the rookie shortstop, takes a slider for a strike to begin the bottom of the third from Peralta. Now the 0-1 is lined foul. Out of play, hooked into the seats left field side. It's quickly nothing in two. Freddie has retired. Six of the first seven he's faced. Key Brian Hayes homered. The 0-2 pitch, Williams lines up, base hit into right field. Goes the opposite way onto the grass in front of Mark Canna on an 0-2 fastball. And the Pirates in business in the home third. Alika Williams, first at bat of the series. He is now 5-for-9 with 3 walks against the Brewers this season. He has been an on-base machine against Milwaukee. Came in hitting just 205 in total. Now the batter, Jason DeLay, and the catcher tried to check on a pitch that was up, but he could not. It's a swinging strike, says the first base umpire, Ben May. Also the first at bat of the series for Jason DeLay. Right-handed hitter in the 0-1. Line deep but foul, hooked into the left field seats. Got out in front of a slider. It's nothing and two again. DeLay, a 261 hitter. Only one homer in 62 games. He's driven in 16. Williams at first, the 0-2. Is flied foul into the seats on the first base side. Second year in the big leagues for DeLay. And he now backs up the very talented young catcher, Andy Rodriguez, who's getting the day off. The 0-2 again. Took the change up low, did DeLay. The Pirates battery has some fun baseball names at the moment. The pitcher is named Falter. The catcher is named DeLay. 1-2 pitch. Without DeLay. Fouled back. That'll get into the second level on the first base side. We don't like delays. Literally and figuratively at the moment. Vanderbilt products. 1-2. Down and away on a slider. It's 2-2 on Jason DeLay. Freddie Peralta is facing the Pirates for the third time this season. Didn't have a result in the first two, a win or a loss. Nobody out, the 2-2. DeLay swings and misses. Fastball that was elevated shoulder high, and he got him swinging. One out in the third, and the third Ortho ASAP strikeout for Freddie. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. And now back to the top of the order, and G1 Bay, who grounded out to begin Peralta's outing. He lines a foul out of play down the left field line and up into the seats. Pirates are up there swinging against Freddie. G1 Bay, just 1-for-8 in the series. 0-1 pitch. A little bit up. Fastball and a 93-mile-an-hour pitch is ball one. Peralta's now given up 3 homers to the Pirates this season after the one by Key Brian Hayes. The 1-1 pitch is lifted. Foul again, left field side. Slicing out of play, 1-2. G1 Bay going the opposite way. Freddie will give up his homers, and you just kind of hope that he does it with nobody on base. McCutchen, Reynolds, and now Hayes have homered against him this year for Pittsburgh. Here it comes, 1-2. Bay takes just a little outside on a fastball. Good take, 2-2. 22 home runs that Freddie has now permitted this season are the most on the staff. But as has been the case with just about everything he's done of late, that's gotten better. 2-2 pitch. Bay chops it softly up the first base side, but foul well wide of the chalk. Let's get a safe driving tip for you from our friends at Schneider's, whose professional truck drivers remind you to put your phone away while driving. They also remind you to use extra caution in work zones. Got that? Good. That's from Schneider's. Runner at first, one out is Alika Williams. 2-2 again. Bay shoots a foul back up over the screen, and he is really battling Peralta here. We have another 2-2 pitch forthcoming. Brian Reynolds is in the on-deck circle. It's 3-1 Brewers, bottom third. 2-2. Line drive towards short. Caught with a backhand by Adamas. No, he didn't. It short hopped into his glove. He flips the second for one. Relay to first. Not in time. And it'll end up being a fielder's choice. Hard line drive to the backhand side of Willie. At first, I thought he had it cleanly, but it must have just hopped off the dirt into the glove. Good job to stay with that. And easily get Alika Williams the lead runner. But Jiwon Bae was hustling, and he runs pretty well. So he is at first with two out now for Brian Reynolds. Bae a big stolen base threat at first. Reynolds struck out his first time in the pitch. Line drive on a couple of hops up the middle right at Willie Adames, who was positioned near the bag. He scoops and takes it himself for the force. It's another ball hit very hard, but Willie has the play, six unassisted. The inning is over as Peralta works around a leadoff hit. We move to the fourth, and it's 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We're back. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on apple juice.
Gallons of premium Indian summer apple juice, just $2.99 each.
Ay caramba, a hot price on apple juice.
Indian summer gallons, $2.99.
This is a great inflation fighter. Healthy and kids love it.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham, 1-800-800-5678, hupie.com.
Mark Cannon to lead off the fourth against Bailey Falter, who begins his third inning. It is 3-1 Brewers, and Cannon's in the right-handed box. Left-hander throws and paints the inside corner with a slider. Canna worked one of the three walks from the opener Colin Selby back in that first inning. 18 games in a row he's reached. Takes strike two with a curveball. Bailey Falter looking good. It is nothing and two. Terang and Monasterio scheduled to follow. Left-hander winds the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Big looping curveball from Bailey Falter. He records his second strikeout. He's retired 7 of 8 since he's come into the game. The only man to reach against him was Christian Yelich. Bryce Terang struck out. That ended the first inning, and now he bats lefty versus lefty. Pitch by Falter. Bluffed a bunt, pulled back, though, and took ball one outside. Bailey Falter's been used a lot by the Pirates in this bulk relief role. 1-0 pitch is a strike with a slider right through the heart of the plate. Since they picked him up at the deadline, Pirates think that this might work for him. Behind an opener, he goes 4 or 5 innings. Here it comes, 1-1. Line drive. On a hop to the second baseman, Piguero. What a pick as he slid on his knees. And Leover pops up and throws out Terang at first. Spectacular infield defense that we're seeing continues. And that might have been the best of all of them today. Leover, Piguero, that ball was smoked by Terang. But moving towards second base on a backhand, Piguero made a great pick and a strong throw. So two out for Andrew Monasterio. Nobody on, and the pitch is a curveball that bends in for strike one. 3-1 is the lead for the Crew. Monasterio was the first man Falter faced. He flew to center. And now he fouls it into the seats on the first base side. It's 0-2.
It'll be interesting, Josh, to see with these young Pirates position players where some of these guys land in terms of are they regulars in this lineup down the road? Where do they play? Remember,
0-2 pitch is lined into center, but it's hanging up for Jiwon Bae. That Achestai catch as he comes in. And Monasterio hit it hard, but he's retired, Lane.
Remember, O'Neill Cruz will be back next year, and that'll be the shortstop for the Pirates. So how do guys like Peguero fill in around him on that infield? It'll be interesting to see.
We're headed to the bottom of the fourth as Bailey Falter is dominant early. 3-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you.
To the best crew in baseball, this is for you. Come to Brewers Fan Appreciation Weekend, September 15th through the 17th. Enjoy gate giveaways all weekend and Saturday night surprises. Grab your seats at brewers.com/fanappreciation.
UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Every pitch all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Want to know on Key Brian Hayes, the man who's given Pittsburgh its lone run thus far today with a homer. The pitch outside on a slider. It's 2-0 as we begin the bottom of the fourth. All the runs came in the first inning. It's 3-1 Milwaukee. Freddy Peralta having to deal with the middle of the Pittsburgh order. 3-4-5 here. It'll be Hayes, then Sawinski, and Palacios. Something came onto the right center field warning track. And so Mark Canna, the right fielder, has to go retrieve it.
What did he do? Did you see that? Canna went and got it, and then he threw it. Into right again and then chased it again.
Here it comes, 2-0. Hayes pops one into shallow right. This is the Bermuda Triangle. Bryce Terang going a long way out there, and he makes an over-the-shoulder catch. He might have made it 30 steps onto right field, did Terang, and I'm not sure Cannon was going to get there.
Yeah, we just take Bryce Terang for granted. He makes so many plays look easy that aren't. I mean, that there aren't that many second basemen that get back there and make that play, let alone make it with the time to camp underneath of it like he just did.
Hayes is out. Jack Sawinski takes high ball one.
And you think about the play that he made at the end of the second inning. That he made that play wasn't shocking, but that he made it on his feet.
2-0 as it's outside. It's been 2-0 on each hitter in the inning.
And that he made it look actually routine. I mean, that's what is so shocking about Terang and why we sometimes take him for granted, I think.
2-0 to Sawinski. Hard ground ball off the glove of a backhanding first baseman. Santana tries to recover, but he loses his footing, and he does not make a throw to the pitcher. It's a play that Carlos will tell you he should have made. I bet you they'll score it a hit. No, all right, they got that one as an error. It was a backhander as he moved to his right. Santana's had a couple of balls here in this series, frankly, that are plays that he normally executes that he has failed to do. And so Sawinski is on the error. That'll bring up Joshua Palacios representing the tying run. One out, bottom four, 3-1 Brewers. Bluffs a bunt. Palacios takes curveball high and away. Even had Santana not, or even after he bobbled it and then tried to pick it back up, I think he could have gotten an out on Sawinski, who's not all that fast, but he then lost his footing in his attempt to feed it to Freddy Peralta covering the bag. So he really kind of had two chances to make that play. 1-0 on Palacios, who flew to left his first time. The pitch outside, and the third straight hitter, Freddy's fallen behind 2-0. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. 2-0 flied into center. This would be a play for Frelick. Moves a couple of steps left, but plenty of time and plenty of room. Sal is there to make the catch. Well in front of the track for out number two. And Palacios retired to bring up Leover Piguero. And I can tell you that if you want to get those great deals at Pella, visit their website, PellaWI.com. Leover Piguero just made a sparkling defensive play in the top of the inning at second. As a hitter, he struck out his first time. Freddie's pitch. Ground ball hit to third. Moving to his left, Monasterio. He'll field and go the short route. Throws to second for a force out that ends the inning 5-4. It is another scoreless frame for Freddie. And we're headed into the fifth, only one error in that inning. 3-1 Milwaukee in front on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Did you know there are hundreds of ice cream parlors and scoop shops in Wisconsin that serve Cedar Crest premium ice cream?
No, I didn't.
With dozens of delicious Cedar Crest flavors from custards to sorbets.
That sounds tasty.
And new flavors are coming out all the time.
So we'll have to stop by often.
Mom wants to go there now.
You mean right now? I was thinking maybe dinner first.
Ice cream is her favorite food group. You know how much she loves Cedar Crest. One scoop or two, cone or dish, it's all good.
When it's Cedar Crest,
it's the best.
Is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep. Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food, on sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear, like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fifth inning time, 3-1 Crew. Bailey Falter's fourth inning of work. And here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Tyrone Taylor leads off against Falter. First pitch swinging, and he shoots a ground ball foul up the third baseline. And it's 0-1. Tyrone's second look at Falter. He struck out against him back in the second inning. All the scoring in this one came in the first. A three-run shot from Willie Adames in the top of the first and a solo shot from Key Brian Hayes in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 to Tyrone, and he puts a bunt down towards the pitcher Falter off the mound. Field throws to first in time, and he retires Tyrone. Tyrone wanted to get that a little closer to the third base line. If he does, he's probably got a base hit. But he hit it in a spot where Falter was able to get off the mound and field it rather quick-like. And there is one away now for Christian Yelich, who has not been retired in this game. He's walked, and he's also hit a double today. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. First pitch to Yelich is down and away, and it's 1-0. Walter out of the windup. The 1-0 missed inside. It goes to two balls and no strikes on Christian. Yelich here in Pittsburgh, along with this Brewers team for the final time this year. 2-0 pitch is high. It's three balls and no strikes. We were talking about the Allegheny last night and how hard it is to hit balls into the Allegheny, but it does happen. We've seen it happen many times over the years. Sometimes it might take a couple of hops to get there, but they find their way down there. 3-0 to Yelich is in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. And you can't help but think of the time that Yelich was practicing for the home run derby prior to the All-Star break in 2019. 3-1 pitch. Yelich a swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. Yelich was here at PNC Park. He was working on getting himself ready for the format of what the home run derby was going to be. Now, remember, he didn't end up participating in it that year. 3-2 pitch. Yelich rolls one foul up the first baseline. It stays at three balls and two strikes. But in the process of practicing for it, he hit a boat that was tied up beyond right field on the Allegheny River. And the owner of said boat approached the Pirates and wanted the Pirates to pay for the damage. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Yelich strikes out. And there's two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. And I think the response was essentially, don't tie your boat up outside of a major league ballpark. It's like if you park your car at a golf course. Well, yeah, chance something happens. Visit coming here. It looks like Derek Shelton on his way out to chat with Bailey Falter. So we'll see if this is it for Falter.
Lane, he was made pitching.
Call into the bullpen.
Yeah, beg your pardon. He was pitching on only 3 days rest. So this is going to be a shorter outing. I think that's probably why, because he's been plenty effective.
Yeah, he's being lifted from this game. Derek Shelton takes the baseball from him. And a call to the bullpen has been made. A U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They are proud to support the Brewers, and they want you to enjoy the game, so polka first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Falter is out of this game. Pirates going to the bullpen. We'll tell you all about our new reliever when we come back after this. 3-1 Brewers, top of the fifth, two outs, and nobody on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
Bolton is on for the Pirates here to face William Contreras with two outs and nobody on, top of the fifth inning. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead. And before Contreras steps in, a brief pause here in the action. Now he climbs into the box as Bolton looks in and brings home the first pitch. And Contreras took high. It's 1-0. Bolton, 25 years of age. Debuted on April 29th of this year for these Pirates. And the 1-0. And Contreras took outside, two balls and no strikes. Scoreless third inning was brought to you by Carbless, a proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktail, no carbs and no sugar. The pitch. Hit foul and out of play first base side. And it's 2-1. Variety of flavors.